From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. National parks and monuments are open today thanks to last night's budget agreement that prevented a government shutdown. President Obama visited the Lincoln Memorial to shake hands with tourists and to make the point that the government is open for business.
Because Congress was able to settle its differences, that's why this place is open today and everybody's able to enjoy their visit.
The president said that's the kind of future cooperation he hopes they have going forward. Under the agreement, Congress will cut about $38 billion from the federal budget for the rest of this fiscal year, which ends September 30th. The compromise does not end government money for Planned Parenthood. People are gathered in Tahrir Square in Cairo protesting Egypt's military council that took control after similar demonstrations ousted President Hosni Mubarak in February. The protesters claim the generals are colluding with people left over from the Mubarak regime. They also want the former president to stand trial for corruption. Early this morning, the army tried to clear the square with tasers and batons. State television reports one person was killed and 71 people were injured. South African President Jacob Zuma and other members of the African Union will meet in Libya this weekend to try and bring an end to the fighting between rebel forces and those loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on what the African leaders are hoping to accomplish.
They're expected to look for some way to start talks towards a ceasefire agreement. At least that's what we're being told. That so far has been unofficially received a bit coolly on the rebel side. Media liaison today was saying they would, of course, talk to them and see what the proposal is, but they're not quite sure how this would work. And they're more interested in seeing a continued no-fly zone and international pressure to oust Muammar Gaddafi.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Benghazi, Libya. In Japan, government officials have banned rice planting in certain areas around an ailing nuclear power plant. NPR's Greg Dixon reports from Tokyo. The concern is over the amount of radioactivity in the soil.
The new policy will limit the amount of radioactive cesium allowed in soil used to grow rice. Radioactive cesium and iodine were released from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant after it was damaged in an earthquake and tsunami. Cesium is more concerning because it has a longer half-life than iodine. It remains radioactive for decades, while iodine loses its radioactivity in a matter of weeks. The move comes amid growing concern over food safety in Japan. China announced it is banning imports of Japanese farm products from a dozen areas of the country. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Tokyo.
Dutch officials say a man with an automatic weapon opened fire at a shopping mall outside Amsterdam today. At least five people were killed. This is NPR News. Greece will not be allowed to restructure its debt, despite reports that's being discussed among European Union finance ministers. Terry Schultz reports the EU's top economic official is ruling that option out, even as some analysts predict that it will be necessary for Greece to stay solvent.
The government of Greece is not asking to renegotiate its debt. In fact, it's pledged not to. That's what's expected of Athens, since it was given a $157 billion bailout by Eurozone counterparts last year. Conditions for the loan include getting its economy in shape to avoid the need for debt restructuring when the rescue fund runs out in 2013, because that would further destabilize all economies that share the common currency. At a meeting of finance ministers in Hungary, EU Economics Commissioner Olli Rehn says the official thinking on that hasn't changed.
We do exclude restructuring. We have a solid plan and it is based on a very careful analysis of debt sustainability.
The meeting was dominated by Portugal becoming the third Eurozone country to need a bailout. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A huge wildfire is burning out of control in West Texas. It's blackened more than 61,000 acres since it began Wednesday. A Texas Forest Service spokesman describes it at 0% contained. So far, no towns have been burned. Two workers are dead and two others missing after an explosion near Honolulu yesterday. The explosion took place in a former military bunker now being used to store fireworks. Director Sidney Lumet died this morning. His film credits include Dog Day Afternoon, Serpico, and Network. His first movie was 1957, 12 Angry Men. Sidney Lumet was 86 years old. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.